Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is someone I've been telling you about for a long time. I was telling you about him before he was ever part of our Brain Trust. Because I've admired his work, have been impressed with the work that he's done on where we're going, what's coming at us from the future. Some of the stuff that I learned from him 20 years ago changed my life, and we've now gotten to know him a lot more lately, and he's been a good member of our Brain Trust now for several years. He's the author of Five Regions of the Future. That's the most recent book. His new film is called Innovation at the Verge. And I think of him, I can never see the word paradigm without thinking of Joel, because he's the guy who introduced me to that, not only that word, but that concept. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been a good last month. You know, I always am hunting for articles.
Right.
For this, and I had 2 dozen. I had to hone them down to 5.
You had to cull them a little bit, didn't you? Well, that's called an embarrassment of riches, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, it happens. It, you know, moves. And the good thing is, I mean, the deeper message is there's a lot of good stuff happening out there.
Well, there is, but do you get the idea, Joel, that here in the 21st century, especially Americans, we've become a little jaded by new stuff that we've, you know, I was just thinking about, you and I have grown up in a time when you and I remember when families got the second automobile. You and I remember when people got, wow, you have a microwave?
How about you have a color TV?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Or a computer at home. Yep. I'd love to have a computer at home, yeah. You know, and we grew up in that age, but you get the feeling now that when new things come up, we sort of say like, oh, yeah, well, that's one more new thing.
Well, I think what happens is in the stuff that we're used to, it's one more new thing. For instance, a new computer, except for the iPad. You know, the iPad's getting...
Which we're going to talk about today. Yeah.
But I think there's a whole category of things that are happening, and that's, you know, those are the kinds of things I like to monitor, too.
Well, let's talk about yeah. The iPad, since you brought it up. Let's go ahead and do that, even though that was your last topic. Let's go ahead and do that one now.
Yeah.
Some people may not know.
iPad is the next revolution by Apple. You know, Apple decided that they would step outside their business. This is all Verge stories, by the way. They would step outside their computer business and get into the music business, and they did that and changed the music business.
With the iPod.
Right, and then they did it with the phone.
And iTunes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Software and hardware. And by the way, exactly the same thing with the phones. They brought a piece of hardware out, and then they opened the application store.
The iPhone,
store.
Right. And they did it first with Macintosh.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Macintosh was the same thing. It was a totally different operating system, and I owned one in '84. I bought one of the first ones in '84.
And I bet you bought the laser printer as soon as you could. Too,
I bought 2 of them. I sure did. Yeah.
But so Apple is in fact the exemplar, the perfect example of a innovation at the verge company, unafraid to step outside their business and use the strengths they have to apply to a fundamentally different business and revolutionize it.
And it's a rule changer, game changer, isn't it?
Changes the boundaries, changes rules of success, and that's what the iPad's going to do.
Give us some ideas. What do you think?
Well, I think the single biggest thing the iPad's going to do is it's going to change the magazine industry. I get 45 publications a month, all right? And I read them as part of my work.
Right.
If I could get those all on an iPad, I would be the happiest.
Really,
guy
you
in the
would.
World.
You know, you're in my generation. I still like to hold things.
Yeah.
I'd like to turn the page.
Well, here's the thing with the iPad is that will be the feeling. The page that it's a large screen.
Yeah.
The screen is the size of a magazine page, so you're going to touch the lower corner and it's going to fold.
Right.
See, the other thing that I think is so important for me
the imagery will be similar, won't it?
It will be as good, except one thing additional that the iPad will be able to do is you'll be able to make, for instance, graphs will be dynamic.
And you'll be able to link to information.
Absolutely.
Other information.
Think about
yeah.
this. I'm going to sell a Buick to you. There's the picture of the Buick on the iPad. You touch
right.
it, and now it's a front picture. Now it's a side picture. Now
right.
it's inside. Now
right,
it's
right, right.
All embedded. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you're a magazine maker, you know how much you can sell that ad for.
Right, right. And you can connect them back to your website.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, see, that's the big thing. And, of course, this is what I've always said about television. When television becomes interactive, that's when things are going to change for Main Street significantly when that happens.
Now, Tony, it is. It's called iPad.
Yeah.
See, in a sense, iPad's going to get into television.
Yeah,
that will
yeah.
be, it's, you know, you look at the logical follow-up.
It's the direction that we're going in. Hold on to that thought. Joel, we're going to take a quick break, folks. More to come. A lot more of this kind of stuff. We always get smarter when Joel joins us. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.